今天的讲题是要分外的殷勤。
Today's message, the topic is make every effort.
让我们打开圣经彼得后书第一章第五到第七节。
Let's turn to the scripture, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 7.
彼得后书第一章第五节到第七节，正因这缘故，你们要分外地殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进，有了前进要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心，要加上爱众人的心。
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness,And in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love.
那么基督徒的属灵生命是从信心开始。
The spiritual life of a Christian begins with faith.
那么这个信心是建立在主耶稣基督的身上。
And this faith is built upon Jesus Christ.
那么因着这个信心。
And because of this faith.
那么神借着他的大能赐给我们这个生命还有敬虔的事。
And through God's great power, He gives us life and godliness.
以致我们能够以他的性情有份。
So that we may take part in His attributes.
那么属灵的生命是从一个人悔改的时候。
And a person's spiritual life begins at the point of repentance.
那么相信耶稣节制去跟随他那个时候的开始。
And it begins when the person believes in Jesus and follows him.
那么信心好像一粒种子一样。
Faith is as a seed.
落在这个泥土里面。
It falls into the soil.
然后生长出来。
And it begins to grow.
那么借助这个浇水还有施肥。
And through watering and fertilizing.
那么渐渐的成长。
It slowly grows.
然后开花结果。
And it blooms and bears fruit.
然后基督徒的属灵生命。
And a Christian spiritual life.
他的信心必须要带来这个行为。
His faith necessarily needs to bring about action.
那不然的话这个信心是死的。
Otherwise his faith is dead.
就好像雅各书说信心如果没有行为的话是死的。
And just like what James says, faith without works is dead.
所以彼得在这里所说的信心是活的。
So the faith that Peter talks about here is a living faith.
能够带来给我们生命。
It's able to bring us life.
而且能够使人以神的性情有份。
And it's so that men may take part in God's attributes.
所以在彼得后书第一章第五节到第六节怎么说。
So in 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 and 6 it says,
正因这个缘故你们要分外的殷勤有了信心又要加上德行。
Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence to your faith, supply moral excellence.
有了德行又要加上知识。
And your moral excellence knowledge.
有了知识又要加上节制。
And your knowledge, self-control.
有了节制又要加上忍耐。
And your self-control, perseverance.
有了忍耐又要加上前进。
And your perseverance, godliness.
然后有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心。
And your godliness, brotherly kindness.
有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。
And your brotherly kindness, love.
那么请注意这段经文里面正因这个缘故这几个字。
And, now please know how it begins now for this very reason.
那什么缘故基督徒必须要分外的殷勤。
So, why, for what reason should a Christian have to apply all diligence?
如果要明白这几个字我们必须要看上文。
If we are to understand this, we must see it in its context.
因为上文说明基督徒已经在耶稣基督里啊得到这个宝贵的信心。
Because what came before this is that Christians have already received this precious faith through Jesus Christ.
啊，并且借着神的大能得到这个生命，还有敬虔的事。
And through God's great power that you they've already received life and godliness.
然后以致我们能够与神的性情有份。
Therefore, we are able to take part in God's attributes.
所以彼得说，因为这个缘故。
And so Peter says, because of this reason,
啊，你们必须分外的殷勤做这些事情。
You must apply all diligence to these, to do these things.
那么这些事情就是刚才我们所看那段经文。
And these are the things that, the passage that we just read.
啊，德行。
Moral excellence.
啊，知识。
Knowledge.
节制。
Self-control.
忍耐。
Perseverance,
啊，敬虔
，godliness,
爱弟兄的心和爱众人的心
，brotherly kindness and love,
啊，比如说要殷勤的建立这些属灵的美德。
And Peter says that we must apply all diligence to accomplish these spiritual virtues.
哦，可能你会问，救恩是出于神的恩典。
Perhaps you would ask that salvation comes from the grace of God.
哦，只要相信耶稣就可以得救。
You only need to believe and then you'll be saved.
为什么还要建立这些属灵的美德呢
？Why do you need to establish all these spiritual virtues？
然后是的，救恩是出于神的恩典。
True, faith, salvation comes from God's grace.
是神赐给人的。
It is something that God gives men.
人没有任何的功劳。
Man does not have any work in it.
但是当一个人得到神所赐的救恩之后
，But after a person receives a salvation from God.
然后神邀请他活出一个新的生命。
God asked him to live out a new life.
因为新的生命是一个悔改的生命。
Because the new life is one of repentance.
然后旧的已经过去了。
The old has passed away.
在生活里面表现出这些属灵的美德。
And then in our life, we ought to live out the spiritual virtues.
那么活出一个新的生命。
And to live a new life.
啊，不是出于人的本事。
It's not by our strength,
而是借着圣灵的大能。
But it is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
那么这个也是神的恩典。
And this too is God's grace.
因为基督徒不能够借着自己的能力。
Because Christians cannot through their own strength.
必须借着神所赐给我们的大能。
But through the power that God has given us.
才能够活出一个新的生命。
Then we can live out the new life.
那么因此借着这个神的大能
Therefore, through the power of, God,
我们建立这些属灵的美德
We can establish this, these spiritual virtues.
那么如果要达到这个目的我们必须要与神合作
And if we are to accomplish such goals, we must work together with God.
为什么要与神合作呢
Why do we need to work together with God?
那么刚才我们看了段经文彼得前书彼得后书第一章第五节到第七节。
The passage that we just read, 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 to 7.
那么如果我们看这段经文的话我们发觉有一个字叫做家。
If we look at this, this, verse, we see that we are to add to things.
啊当然英文翻译是说 and, 啊。
In English, it's just the word and.
因为在数学里面如果你说 n 是等于加是不是
And in mathematics, if you say this and that, that's the same thing as adding.
所以加这个字哦在希腊文里面是 epikorego.
And in Greek, this word and or add is epikorego.
所以你看到英文字 chorus 或者 calligraphy,是来自这个希腊文 epikorego.
If you look at, the English words, chorus or choreography, it comes from the word, epikorego.
啊当然 chorus 的意思是合唱团。
Chorus is a group of people singing together.
然后 choreography 是指舞蹈表演。
Choreography is the arrangement of a certain performance.
所以根据希腊人的文化
So according to Greek, tradition,
这个 epikorego 是指一个很富有的人愿意付出很多的钱 以这个世人和政府合作。
And epicurical in Greek means that there's a wealthy person who expends much finances to work together with a poet and the state.
那么请了一些歌星来组成一个合唱团。
And invite singers together to form a chorus.
那么一切的费用都由他来付。
And they would take up all the financial costs.
所以家这个字是指很慷慨的而且很昂贵的一个合作。
So, the word and means generosity, some working together through generosity.
那么因此这个家是指一个基督徒很慷慨的愿意付出他的代价与神合作。
So this word and means that a Christian is willingly and generously is willing to work together with God.
来建立这些属灵的美德。
To establish these spiritual virtues.
那么因此要建立这些属灵的美德。
Therefore, to establish these spiritual virtues.
那么基督徒必须愿意付上他的代价与神合作。
A Christian must be willing to pay the cost to work together with God.
那么根据这段经文里面一共有八个属灵的美德。
So according to this passage, there are eight spiritual virtues.
那第一就是信心。
First is faith.
那么第二是德行。
And then moral excellence.
那第三是知识。
Thirdly, knowledge.
那第四是节制。
Fourth, self-control.
那么第五是忍耐。
Fifth, perseverance.
啊，第六是敬虔。
Sixth, godliness.
啊，第七是爱弟兄的心。
Seventh, brotherly kindness.
啊，第八最后是爱众人的心。
And eight, love.
然后在这八个属灵美德当中。
And among these eight spiritual virtues.
那么除了这个信心，我们必须殷勤的来建立这些属灵的美德。
Besides faith, we need to apply all diligence to establish these spiritual virtues.
那么信心是从神而来的，我上次已经讲过了。
I had mentioned last time that faith comes from God.
但是其他的属灵美德必须要下功夫把它们建立起来。
But the other spiritual virtues, we must apply all diligence in order to establish them.
那么神把这个宝贵的信心赐给我们。
God has given us His precious faith.
因为这个信心不是死的，并且有生命的。
Because this faith is not dead, it has life.
因为有生命的东西必须要成长。
Because that which has life must grow.
因为灵命的成长不是自然的。
Because spiritual growth is not something just naturally happens.
我们必须要下功夫。
We must apply all diligence.
与神合作，而且把它建立起来。
Work together with God to, in order to establish it.
所以保罗在腓立比书第二章第十二节也这么说。
So Paul says in Philippians 2:12.
他说这样看来我亲爱的弟兄你们既是常顺服的不但我在你们那里就是我如今不在你们那里更是顺服的就当恐惧战兢做成你们得救的功夫。
So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but how much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
所以保罗说，我们要做成你们得救的功夫。
So, Paul says that work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
因为神赐给我们的救恩是一个过程。
Because the salvation that God has given us is a process.
而且这个救恩是从这个信心开始的。
And salvation begins from faith.
我们经过一个成圣的过程。
And through sanctification.
我直到主耶稣再来的时候，这个救恩就完成了。
Until Jesus comes again, then it's a completion of salvation.
那么我们得救之后，神没有直接把我们送到天家去。
And after we are saved, God didn't take us back to heaven immediately.
而把我们留在这个地上。
But He left us here on earth.
目的就是要我们在基督里面成长。
The purpose is so that we may grow in Christ.
建立这些属灵的美德。
And establish these spiritual virtues.
以致我们在地上的生命能够荣耀神的名。
So that our lives here on earth may glorify God's name.
所以属灵的美德是建立在神赐给我们的信心。
So the spiritual virtues is established on the faith that we have in Christ.
所以有了信心又要加上德行。
So, and your faith supply moral excellence.
有了德行,又要加上知识。
And your moral excellence, knowledge.
有了知识,又要加上节制。
And your knowledge, self-control.
有了节制,要加上忍耐。
And your self-control, perseverance.
有了忍耐,又要加上敬虔。
And your perseverance, godliness.
有了敬虔,又要加上爱弟兄的心。
And your godliness, brotherly kindness.
有了爱弟兄的心,又要加上这个爱众人的心。
And your brotherly kindness, love.
那么当我看这段经文的时候,
When I look at this passage,
很自然地我想到这个九层糕。
I naturally think about the 9-layer cake.
如果你不会做九层糕去问这个苏琪,
If you know, don't know how to make the 9-layer cake, go ask Susie.
那我小时候很喜欢吃这个九层糕。
I like to eat this 9-layer cake.
不但很好吃,也很好玩的。
Not only does it taste good, it's also fun.
一层一层地把它撕下来吃。
I peel off each layer to eat it.
九层糕很好吃。
9-layer cake is very tasty.
但听说做九层糕不简单的。
But I heard that it's not easy to make it.
要花很多的时间。
You spend a lot of time.
比做其他的蛋糕或者糕饼来的还要多工。
It takes more effort than making the other pastries.
然后做九层糕,你必须要把那些不同颜色的料把它配好。
You must prepare different colors of batter.
首先把一层的料倒在这个盘子上。
First, you pour one layer of batter on the plate.
然后放进这个锅子里面去蒸。
And put it in the steamer to steam.
那么蒸好了,拿出来。
And after it's done, you take it out.
然后把这第二层不同颜色的料又倒在这个盘子上。
And then you put the second layer down.
再放进这个锅子里。
And you put it back in the steamer.
然后蒸好了,又拿出来。
And you do that again.
然后倒进这个第三层。
And then you do the third layer.
第四,第五,第六,第七,第八,第九。
Fourth, fifth, up to the ninth.
最后这个九层糕做好了。
And finally, the 9-layer cake is done.
很不简单。
It's not easy.
很多工。
There's a lot of effort.
但是很好吃哦。
But it tastes good.
但是同样的建立这个属灵美德，圣经告诉我们必须要下功夫。
Likewise, to establish these spiritual virtues, the scripture tells us that there is effort.
不然的话，这个信心是死的。Otherwise,
the faith is dead.
就好像雅各说，信心没有行为是死的。Just
like what James says, faith without works is dead.
所以让我们来看第一个属灵美德。So
let's look at the first spiritual virtue.
有了信心，又要加上德行。And
your faith supply moral excellence.
什么是德行呢？
What is moral excellence?
因为德行这两个字出现在新约圣经好几个地方。
Moral excellence appears in scripture many times.
然后腓立比书第4章第8节，保罗这么说。
Philippians 4:8, Paul says,
他说若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
If there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
还有在彼得前书第2章第9节这么说。
And 1 Peter 2:9 it says,
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
还有在彼得后书第1章第3节这么说。
In 2 Peter 1:3 it says,
那神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们, 皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
Seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence.
美德是神的属性。
Excellence is godly character.
那么在旧约圣经里面，这个美德是指神的荣耀。
And the Old Testament excellence refers to God's glory.
啊, 值得人去称颂的,
and it's worthy of men's praise.
因为美德是来自神,
because excellency comes from God.
然后罪恶是来自人,
and sin comes from men.
然后当人看到神的美德的时候,
and when man sees God's excellence,
那么人就看到自己的罪性,
the man sees their own sinful nature.
所以罗马书第三章第二十三节, 保罗这么说,
so in Romans 3:23, Paul says,
因为世人都犯了罪, 亏欠了神的荣耀,
for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
然后保罗在罗马书第一章谈到神的荣耀,
and Paul spoke of God's glory in Romans 1.
啊, 谈到神这个永恒的大能,
he spoke of God's eternal power.
啊, 谈到神的诚信,
and God's attributes.
我们同时也谈到人的罪性,
and it also spoke of men's fallen nature.
那么神把他的荣耀,永恒的大能和他的神性启示给人,
and God revealed his glory, his power, and his excellencies to men.
啊, 但是人却拒绝他的美德,
yet men have rejected his greatness.
那么罗马书第一章说, 他们不敬拜这位创造主,
and Romans 1 tells us that they refuse to worship the Creator God.
而且他们去敬拜这些被造之物,
instead they worship the created things.
那么因此神任凭他们去做与神敌对的事情,
therefore God allowed them to do the things that are against him.
但是 因着神的恩典,
but because of God's grace,
神赐给人在耶稣基督里宝贵的信心,
that God gave men the precious faith in Jesus Christ,
使到人与他的性情有份,
so that God, men can take part in his character,
也与神的美德有份,
and that we may take part in his excellency.
所以彼得在这里劝勉我们要殷勤地去
so Peter exhorts us to apply all diligence to accomplish these, so that moral excellence may be part of our life, and that it may reveal God, Jesus Christ.
所以有了德行, 彼得说又要加上知识,
and your moral excellence, knowledge.
然后知识的反义词我上次讲过是无知,
and the opposite of knowledge is ignorance.
那所谓这个知识是指神的知识而不是这个属世的知识,
and knowledge here refers to knowledge of God rather than men's knowledge.
如果要克服这个无知的话, 我们必须要有神的知识,
if we're to overcome ignorance, we must have God's knowledge.
我们必须要读这本圣经,
we must read the scripture.
如果你说你有这个信心, 但是没有读这个圣经,
if you say that you have faith, yet you do not read the Bible,
那么这个信心是死的,
then this faith is dead.
然后借着这个圣灵的开导, 人明白神的知识,
and through the leading of the Holy Spirit, the men have come to knowledge of God.
因为一个还没有得到这个宝贵信心的人, 或者是一个没有得救的人,
so a person who have not yet received this precious faith, or a person who have not yet been saved,
他不能够理解神的知识,
he cannot understand the knowledge of God.
就好像保罗在哥林多后书第四章第四节这么说,
just as in 2 Corinthians 4:4, Paul says,
他说此等不信之人, 被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼, 不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们, 基督本是神的神像,
in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
因着罪的缘故, 圣经说, 人的心成为昏暗了,
and because of sin, the Bible tells us that we are blinded.
不能够理解神的知识,
we cannot understand the knowledge of God.
所以一个人必须要相信耶稣悔改,
so a person must believe in Jesus and repent,
才能够领受神的知识,
then he could receive the knowledge of God.
在我还没有信耶稣之前,
and before I became a Christian,
我对圣经也不理解,
I did not understand the Bible.
那么信了耶稣之后, 渐渐地开始明白神的话语,
But after I believed in Jesus, I slowly began to understand God's word.
那么这个知识不是指人得到这个救恩的知识。
And this knowledge is not the knowledge so that men, comes to know salvation.
而是指带给信徒的智慧和辨别这个好坏的知识。
But this knowledge is what gives, Christians wisdom and discernment.
因为这个知识能够帮助一个基督徒过一个敬虔的生活。
Because this knowledge can help Christians to live a godly life.
然后彼得说有了知识要加上节制。
And Peter says, and in your knowledge, self-control.
因为节制是一个圣灵的果子。
Because self-control is a fruit of the Spirit.
那么节制是指限制自己的意思。
Self-control means limiting yourself.
那么节制的反义词就是放纵。
And the opposite of self-control is just, doing whatever.
那么在我们的生活里面有很多的试探。
In our lives, there's many temptation.
那么可能是钱财的诱惑。
Perhaps it's a temptation of money.
可能是事情的引诱。
Or, the temptation of other things.
那可能是讲闲话伤害别人的话。
Perhaps the temptation of gossip.
那么可能是经常抱怨
or temptation of complaining
也可能是发脾气
or perhaps your anger
和等等的问题
all these issues
如果要克服这些问题的话
if we are to overcome these issues
那彼得说我们必须要学习如何节制
Peter tells us we must learn self-control
所以信心带给我们与神之间的关系
So, faith brings about a relationship, from us with God.
那德行使到我们更像主耶稣基督的样式。
And that we could become more, like Christ.
那么知识使我们从神得到这个智慧，而且能够分别好和不好的事情。
And knowledge helps us to gain wisdom and discernment.
那么这个节制使我们克服试探所带来的引诱。
And self-control help us to overcome the temptation that comes.
所以彼得说当我们有了这些的时候。
And Peter tells us when we have these things.
他说有了节制又要加上忍耐。
He said in your self-control, perseverance.
很多时候节制牵涉到这个厌乐的事情。
Oftentimes, self-control is related to, self-gratification.
这个忍耐牵涉到苦难的事情。
And perseverance refers to suffering.
所以面对这个厌乐的试探的时候彼得说我们要节制。
So, when facing issue of self-gratification, Peter says we must have self-control.
然后面对苦难的时候我们必须要忍耐。
And when we face, suffering, we must have perseverance.
很多时候人通常选择这个厌乐而不愿意忍受这个苦难。
Men more often chooses to satisfy ourselves rather than face hardship.
但是彼得说在苦难当中我们要忍耐。
But Peter tells us that through hardship and suffering we must have perseverance.
因为忍耐是基督徒一个属灵美德。
Because perseverance is a spiritual virtue.
虽然在面对这个苦难的时候仍然坚持顺服神的旨意。
Even though when we face hardship, that we continue to persevere and obey God's will.
所以主耶稣面对这个苦难的时候。
So when Jesus Christ faced suffering,
但是他忍耐到底。
He persevered to the end.
顺服神的旨意。
He obeyed the will of God.
然后死在十字架上。完成了神的救恩。
He died on the cross to accomplish God's salvation.
因为忍耐不是白白得来的。
Because perseverance is not, we do not receive it for nothing.
必须要下功夫。
We must apply all diligence.
就好像雅各书第一章第二节第三第第一章第二节到第三节说。
Just as what James says in James chapter 1 verses 2 and 3.
然后我们的弟兄啊你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜了因为知道你们的信心经过试炼就生忍耐。
Consider all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
所以忍耐是在我们生活中的试炼当中而得来的。
So endurance or perseverance is something that we receive through trials.
所以彼得说, 当我们有了这个忍耐的时候, 我们要加上, 前进。
So Peter says, and in your perseverance, godliness.
所以英文圣经把它翻译成 godliness。
English is godliness.
所以godliness就是指神的样式的意思。
And godliness is the likeness of God.
所以前进也是指一个人跟神与跟人有一个美好的关系。
And godliness means having a good relationship with God and men.
然后前进的人是一个敬畏神、行神旨意，而且为别人好的好处付出的人。
A godly man is one who fears God, who is willing to give up for others.
每一个敬虔的人，他所做的在神的眼中是对的。
The godly man, what he does is right in the sight of God.
而且是尊贵的。
And it is precious.
然后彼得说，有了前进，又要加上爱弟兄的心。
And your godliness, brotherly kindness.
所以前进是指 一个人对神和对人的关系。
And godliness is the relationship between the person and God and others.
所以爱弟兄的心是指对人的关系。
And godliness refers to our relationship with others.
然后这个爱是指弟兄姐妹之间的爱。
And this is brotherly kindness.
圣经说基督徒应当互相爱护。
And the Bible tells us that Christians ought to love one another.
我记得我初信主的时候，一位弟兄很关爱我。
I remember when I first became a Christian, there was a brother who cared for me a lot.
我很感动。
I was very touched by him.
所以在我心里面留下一个很深刻的印象。
And he left a deep impression in my heart.
因为在我还没有信耶稣之前，我从来没有经历这种爱。
Because before I became a Christian, I never experienced such love.
所以彼得说，有了爱弟兄的心，要加上爱众人的心。
And Peter continues, and in your brotherly kindness, love.
然后这个爱跟刚才那个爱不一样。
And this love and the brotherly kindness are different.
因为这个爱是无条件的爱。
Because this love is an unconditional love.
就好像哥林多前书第13章所说的。
Just like what 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒。 爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
It does not seek its own, it is not provoked, it does not take into account a wrong suffered.
不喜欢不义。 只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。Does
not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails.
所以爱弟兄的爱是针对弟兄姐妹。So
brotherly kindness is how we refer to brothers and sisters.
但是爱众人的爱是指所有的人。
But love is referring to all men.
包括信徒还有这个非信徒。
Includes both Christians and non-Christians.
因为爱众人的爱是来自神的。
Because the love for all men comes from God.
不附任何的条件。
There is no condition to it.
我爱你，不论你可爱不可爱。
I love you no matter if you're lovable or not.
那么从今天我们所看这段经文,
and so from this passage today,
我们看到基督徒的生命从这个信心开始,
we see that the Christian's life begins with faith.
然后以这个爱作为一个结束,
and it's wrapped up in love.
所以在信心和爱心当中夹着这个一系列的属灵美德。
So between faith and love included many spiritual virtues.
所以彼得说, 当我们有了这个信心的时候,
so Peter tells us that when we have faith,
当我们说自己信了耶稣之后,
when we say that we believe in Jesus,
应当分外的殷勤, 努力地去建立这些属灵美德。
We ought to apply all diligence to accomplish these spiritual virtues.
不可单单的说有了这个信心。
Not just say, I have this faith.
不然的话，这个信心是死的。
Otherwise, this faith is dead.
就好像雅各说，信心如果没有行为是死的。
Just like what James says, faith without works is dead. Let's spend some time to meditate on today's message. Peter says that we need to apply all diligence to establish these spiritual virtues. Heavenly Father, please help us. Give us faith.
让我们能够殷勤地来追求这些属灵的美德。
So that we may diligently seek after these spiritual virtues.
让我们能够顺服在你的面前。
Help us to be obedient before you.
借助圣灵的大门。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
把这些属灵的美德建立起来。
To establish these spiritual virtues.
以致我们能够在众人面前荣耀你的名。
So that we may give you glory in all men.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.